At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
What up, y'all? I'm Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
He struggled with that TH.
Hey, man. You know, it's a lot going on today, man. Already it's been a long day, man. My long day started at 7 this morning with that upload. Oof. And I uploaded yesterday. I don't know what was going on, though.
Uploading...
Squadcast.
Squadcast. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh yeah, yeah. There was some issues.
Yeah.
But it's all good, you know. The scary squad. The squad. I don't know what are the people called who just watch all deaf? Because we kind of branched off and made all these names.
It's just the squad. The people that just watch. Yeah. The people that just watch all deaf are the squad.
They're very lenient with us.
Actually, yeah, they are. But they will let you know. They was like, yo.
Oh yeah, they will. But you know, they also won't cuss us out for going live at, you know, 12:18 when we said 12, like how we usually do for quarantine games.
Yeah.
Or really anything on the gaming side. But welcome back to another one. We appreciate you always.
Yeah, man.
Song. We get to do another song.
Yeah, man. I'm ready.
I'll do the wait, did I did the lyrics last time?
Yeah, you did the lyrics last time.
With the fumbles.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do the beat. What genre are we going with?
Let me see, because now they're saying that they can't really hear. So let me see. I can hear that pretty good, right?
Yes. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's good. It's just gonna be weird today, guys. obviously, we're talking to our Patreons. They get it even earlier now. We were just having some issues with the phone, but you know, obviously, it's the mic on the phone. It's far away.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the static sound. I have no idea right there. Josh doesn't work for us. We can't afford Josh, guys. Okay, when we can, we will get Josh here. But yeah, we can't afford it right now. But the finish. Version will have these actual mics. These mics just aren't plugged into the phone that you're watching right now. The finished version on Thursday will actually have the mic. So
let's start over. Let's just start over. That was very, very intensive troubleshooting right then. All right. So clearly we were just talking to the Patreons this entire time. So let's start the actual show.
Okay, cool. Here we go. What's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Hello. This is our second time doing this because we're just having all types of tech issues right now. We are squatting in Kevon Studios. Is it Kevon Studios or Kevon Stage Studios?
Kevon Stage Studios. But oh, okay. I think his page is Kevon Studios. So I don't know, man. We're in Kev Studio. You know where we at.
Yeah, so let us fumble a couple of times.
Yeah, we're gonna get it together.
Allow the fumble. But yes, we were talking about what genre we should do. Low-key, since we got the scary squad in here early all the time, you guys should pull up with some genres, you know?
They're saying 90s pop boy bands is what they're saying.
90s pop boy bands.
Why did y'all go with that? Scary Squad, okay. Somebody said emo, somebody said rock, but I saw boys band a couple of times.
Can we go 80s boy band? Because I can't really think of like a slapping NSYNC beat, you know? But those... See? That sounds more 80s, and that's where I really went.
Nah, that was Backstreet Back again. Backstreet Back, all right. Down, down, down. Bam, 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 boom, 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 ch-ch-ch, boom, boom.
Like
boom,
I said, I can't think of any slapping 90s beats. But back when there were sounds like, brr, you know, like when there was every producer kit had the brr, it just sounded like metal. That's the boy bands. That
I would come up with whatever pop one you think of. How about that?
I think I'm going to end up ripping off something that just comes
in. It don't even matter. You could at this point.
All right.
Hey, girl. You are my world. Saw the other day. Driving the other way. Hey, Mary. Internet is scary. Scary, girl. Yeah, let me in your world. It's scary, girl. Let me in your world. Busting in your world. Here I am. I mean, goddamn. What is you doing? You and you in. All your friends can come too.
This is alternative.
I had nothing for that beat. It felt more 90s than 80. I just want to say that.
Well, then that was on
brand. You're on par.
It sounded like aliens trying to like imitate a Backstreet Boys.
My whole goal, and Lawala said, she said, if he says Harry anytime doing this, I'm just going to start laughing. Because I always rhyme Harry with scary. And this time I made it go not to say Harry. So there you go, Lawala.
Once people start, it's first of all, it's Luwala. Okay?
I said Luwala?
You kept saying Lawala, and I'm sure she can co-sign that. You make her sound like
Luwala, don't agree with that. 80s, with me.
80s child's toy, a Luwala. but yeah, you gotta switch up what scary rhymes with.
I'm gonna write down a list of words that scary rhymes with, and next time I'm gonna be fucking ready. You understand me?
I always go to fairy, Larry. I use Harry, but there's a lot of other stuff. Maybe cherry, dairy. Never really think about that. Yeah. Dairy.
Super Casual Boom said, "I'm LaWilding out here."
He's not very good with the puns.
He's pretty good. I like that one.
But speaking of scary,
yeah,
this year, man, this year, I feel like people just keep going.
Mm.
People just keep going, man. I feel like the best way to do this is to start here and then build the episode up, because
what you got, man?
We gotta talk about your boy Chadwick, man.
Ugh.
This was a tough one. You know, the star of the world renowned Black Panther, which changed really the course of heroes for this generation. You know, there's always been token Black heroes, but this was the one. This was really the one. Like, I remember when it came out, how excited everybody was.
Everybody was, man.
And even the videos that showed how much it impacted the culture. Little white kids going like, "I'm T'Challa. No, I'm Killmonger." You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
really showing our generation like a very, very, very Black movie, and it's heroes. You know, like literally heroes. And you know, obviously, we're talking about Chadwick Boseman. He passed last Friday.
I think they announced it.
It sucks. I was at the Keep Your Distance show.
Yeah.
And man, crazy news, because he died of stage 4 colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knew, down to the directors he was working with. I think Chris Evans posted something. They say he had no idea.
That's so crazy.
It's crazy. So, you know, other than just obviously like a big, you know, like obviously a big impact, you know, on the culture. He's done amazing other movies like Jackie Robinson. He portrayed James Brown. Just like a really like A-lister actor, just that came out of nowhere, with Dreams of Becoming the Next Denzel. They have like a lot of dope videos about the connection between him and Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy because obviously, you know, we want to say rest in peace and prayers out to his family. But like the work ethic, like the thing that makes me like keep thinking about it is just how wild it is that, you know, it was almost like he was like the epitome of a black man in America, because you just going through the craziest amount of things, but still, you know, showing up to work,
had that poise,
killing it. And even down to the point where like, yeah, I would tell people, you know what I mean? Like I got cancer. Like we got to do these moves, but nobody knew. He just put the mask on, went to work, killed it. So that, you know, it's even crazy if the viewers don't know. But the fact that the people on set didn't know means that he just kept it to himself, thugged it out. And it's like, dang, it's like, man, you were a hero on and off camera. That's the craziest part. Now, I just can't stop thinking about it because it's just like it almost makes me want to never complain.
Yeah.
Which is just like, man.
It's tough. It was a tough. I'm not going to lie. It affected me very strongly this weekend, especially Saturday. Friday it hit me hard, but Saturday I had plans of doing a lot of stuff, and all of those just kind of fell by the wayside. I just didn't want to do anything, man. Like, I was really down, and I never thought about how certain celebrities would affect my life, like the passing of them. But Chadwick hit me hard, man.
Yeah.
To think that we would never see him on another screen, a big screen, another movie, another role portrayed by him. I don't know, man. It did something to me. And then obviously, like, his attachment to Black Panther and what it did for our community and, you know, just, you know, providing us a visual of a hero that looks like us. That's monumental, you know? Like, since Static Shock, and what's the other show on CW, Black Lightning?
Black Lightning, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of positive images to look up to in that realm, Green Lantern. But, you know, the movie Green Lantern was played by Ryan Reynolds. So
yeah.
We don't have a lot to look up to. So, you know, it just hurt. It really hurt. That one hurt.
Yeah. And it's like, it's crazy how many layers to his death there is. Because it's obviously like the main layer was he was an amazing actor. He was black. He played a black superhero, you know what I mean? Like, that's an amazing layer. But then it's like he was battling with stage 4 cancer and nobody knew. And he was literally doing action films while dying, you know, and slowly deteriorating. And he kept it to himself to the point where the people around him didn't know.
Yeah.
And then the third layer is also really, really interesting because when his health started going so bad that it was apparent, you know what I mean? Obviously, he wasn't speaking on it, and, you know, he didn't release any info on it. But then when it started affecting how he looked, people started acting nasty towards him, you know what I mean? People started calling him Crack Panther, and people started saying that it was drugs or just, like, you know, making fun of him, and just because he was posting pictures or videos while he was, you know, very visibly sick. And, you know, this is a tough time to be completely off the grid, especially since he was an activist and we were dealing with all this BLM stuff. So every time that he was, you know, felt like he needed to talk, people started saying gross things. I don't know if this is why or why not stuff was taken down, but there were a couple of photos and instances where he would post something and then take it down completely.
Yeah.
And then it just, you know, it came out of nowhere that it's like, oh, not only has he passed suddenly, but it was of, you know, it was from cancer that he was diagnosed with, 4 or 5 years ago before he gave us any of these projects. So
it's crazy.
On top of what he did in entertainment and him being able to hide it from us and stay strong and thug it out, it was also like that layer of just like, y'all, the internet be tripping. And it's just like, you never, ever, ever, ever know what people are going through, what silent battles that they're dealing with. So it's just like, if you're watching this, you know, I'd like to think that none of those people watch this show, but if you are watching this show and you kind of like somewhat get a kick out of, like, just even if it's playful, even if your intention is whatever, like, you know, just jumping on somebody's post and throwing shots at them or like throwing shots at, you know, what they wear or how they look and stuff like that, you really, really never know what people are going through. And if the passing of Chadwick doesn't show you that, especially if you're one of those people leaving nasty comments. Like, if you don't feel terrible from that, I really don't know what to tell you. And that this should just be a time for me to be like, you know what? I'm gonna think before I speak.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to be throwing shade everywhere, because you really never know, you know?
I think everybody should just try to lead with love, man. I think that's mm-hmm. the easiest thing. And that doesn't mean, like, you know, leading with love doesn't mean being soft.
Yeah.
In whatever way that you may look at that. But it's just like, treat people how you want to be treated.
Right.
Especially like with the whole roasting thing. Like, I get it. Like, you feel like when people are such a big name, they'll mm-hmm. never see it. So you're just going for a quick joke or something like that. But anytime I see somebody super skinny, I instantly start thinking the worst, like, oh man, I hope they're not sick.
Yeah.
I never go with like the drug. I try not to lead with the drugs first. I always hope they're not sick, especially since I've got older and I realize how prevalent cancer is in the Black community.
Man.
I always hope the best for them.
And it's like, it doesn't even have to be the extremes. Like, this person is skinny or this person is overweight. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're sick. Or you know, something is terribly wrong. Like, it could just be something in the genetics. You know, I know people who are very, very thin who've been teased their whole life, and they try to put on weight, but it's just something in their genetics or something that they haven't tried yet where they just can't. So mm-hmm. it's like, even if it's something that you're not really, you know, thinking is hurtful, you know, in the same way that a good morning or how you doing today mm-hmm. can make somebody who feels like shit smile and have like a good day, you know, like you always hear, like, saying small bad things, even if you don't intend it, could completely ruin somebody, especially if they're already insecure about that or something, or something is wrong, and you just throw something to make yourself feel cool or make yourself feel better in the moment. Like, it's just not worth it, because you really, really never know.
You'd be amazed at the small things that have such a big gesture on people.
Right.
Like, literally, like, opening a door for someone, holding mm-hmm. it open. And now I know it's a little weird to do that because you're kind of in close proximity, but, like, even if you mm-hmm. step back and hold the door open for somebody, it's kind of hard to, you know, smile at somebody. But, like, just seeing somebody smiling in a picture, like, you don't always have to post, like, a sexy picture or a tough picture or whatever. Like, literally, smiles are contagious the same way laughs are. And I think, like, that type of stuff goes a long way, man. Like, it really does.
I agree. I'm trying to find, because I always hate it when, because you know how, like, in the entertainment industry, for some reason, death comes in, like, groups, you mm-hmm. know? And I always feel bad for the people who die on the same day or week as somebody hella popular.
Oh, yeah, the basketball player?
Yeah, there's been a couple of people, and, you know, like, you know, the dude who died the same day as Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, oof.
Nobody
feels so bad for that. Yeah. So, you know, we also lost a former NBA All-Star and Survivor contestant, Cliff Robinson. He died at 53.
Wow.
Which is just like, man, it's overwhelming to
43
me.
And 53. So Chadwick was 43.
No, that's ridiculous.
That's so young.
So young. And he was just getting started. That's a really sad part about it, is because his idol was Denzel, and mm-hmm. Denzel had an interview where he said he teared up when he was watching Black Panther, because he saw all these Black dudes on camera, and he was just like, yo, they're doing it. You know, he said he literally felt like he was in a relay race. And he handed the baton off. And, you know, like, he said that there's a moment in a relay race where the baton's handed off, but you're still running.
Yeah.
He's like, that's where I am in my career. And he was like, I just gave it to Chadwick. So that's tough. And then there was the legendary Georgetown coach, John Thompson, mm-hmm. who died at age 78. So definitely wanted to shout them out also, you know, since, you know, Chadwick is getting a lot of the, I don't know what you call it, the RIP love.
Yeah. Mourning.
He's got all the morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely just wanted to start with that, because I know that that's heavy on everybody's minds and their timelines.
Yeah, it's all over the place, man.
It is. It
I know, is. I know it's hard right now to smile, but man, like, you know, I don't know why. I just feel like smiling helps. That's why I love sunflowers. Sunflowers make me smile. I cannot walk past a sunflower without smiling. It makes me smile. I like it. Just keep the energy good in the house.
Sunflowers.
I want to be an actor, man. I gotta get some things done though before I start acting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanna have that smile that instantly makes other people smile. You know what I'm saying?
You're Not close, but maybe.
Wait a minute. I'm close. This is a good smile. That's a good smile.
There's some things that you could do to improve it, though.
Well, you know what? That's fine, because one of our amazing sponsors today is a company called Candid, mm-hmm. and they will get me hooked up. Candid clear aligners are comfortable. They're removable, and they're totally invisible, unlike braces. So you can transform your smile without anyone noticing. And that's what I'm all about. Mm-hmm. You guys know Tony Baker. And this is not a shot to Tony Baker at all. Go back 3 years and look at Tony Baker's videos and look at his videos now. Tony Baker's smile is star-studded. It's a mega wide smile. And that's what you want. Like, that's what I want. Like, I want people to see my smile, and I want people to want to smile. So Candid only works with orthodontists, never with dentists like other companies. And with some of those other companies, you may never hear from a doctor as you go through your treatment. Mm-hmm. And that's ridiculous. Like, I want somebody talking to me every step of the way. With Candid, your treatment includes remote monitoring by the same orthodontist who created your plan. Mm-hmm. So you never have to wonder how you're doing. You'll always know, and I love that. And yeah. I learned something with Candid. Like, so, you know, you get your second set of teeth after you lose your baby teeth, mm-hmm. and then, like, once you turn 18, like, your teeth switch again. So because of that, like, Candid, like, works with people who are 18 and over, so your mm-hmm. teeth are at their fully grown state, and you never have to worry about them shifting again later on in life unless you do something. But they're at the point where they are going to be what they are, man. And, like, mm-hmm. That's clutch, bro. Like, I never needed braces, but you shut your ass up.
I'm saying you lucky.
Oh, okay.
I wish I had Candid. I had 2 years of torture.
But once I lost that tooth right here on this side, I did feel a shift. Like, I could even feel it when I put my grill in. So we shall see how that goes. I might need to get it as well. The average Candid treatment is just 6 months. So you'll start seeing results way before then, and the average cost is 50% less than Invisalign.
And I can't even imagine how much less it is than braces. I was a kid, so I didn't pay for them. But braces are just too expensive.
Listen,
they got metal in your mouth. Mm-hmm. You got somebody putting a wrench in every 2 weeks and tightening your teeth. You don't want to deal with that.
It's a lot. So if you want to avoid all of that and you're ready to take the first step toward getting your dream smile, and you can't wait to show it off, go get started today from the comfort of your own home and with Candid's risk-free starter kit and $75 off, all right? So if you go to candidco.com/DIYS and use the code DIYS, you're going to get your starter kit right now for $75 off, okay? You guys are going to like the end price. Trust me when I tell you, when they told me everything, I was like, wait, what? How much are they paying just for the starter kit? Mm-hmm. And so with the starter kit, you're going to get the mold, and from that mold, they're going to be able to send you guys out what you put in your mouth every 2 weeks. And then, of course, you know, it switches over the course of the duration that you have to have it in, and you get to the next level and the next level and next level. So you do all of this from the comfort of your own home, and you are talked and linked with an orthodontist, not a dentist, and you talk to that person the entire time. So again, if you're ready to get started, $75 off, all you have to do is go to candidco.com/DIYS and then use the code DIYS and you guys will be hooked up.
Oh, yeah. They basically throwing free smiles at you.
They really are.
That'd be dope to, like, go into quarantine with a messed up smile and then get Candid and come out just gleaming, and everybody's like, what happened to you? Dang. You're cute now. Shout out to Candid.
I'm definitely getting my teeth whitened. I chipped my front tooth. I don't know how I chipped it, but I chipped my front tooth at the end. I'm getting all of that done before the world opens back up. I'm gonna be out here shining on y'all.
You gotta stop changing your tires with your mouth, man.
Hey man, listen, if no tools available, I still gotta get off the side of the road. Since you mind your business.
All right, mini-spiracy time. Okay. All right. So we were just talking about how 2020 is taking a lot of people. There is a theory that says, what if when we die, the light at the end of the tunnel that everybody talks about is the light to another hospital room where we are born? And the only reason you come out crying is because you remember everything from your past life and you're crying at the fact that you died and lost it all.
Yo,
that was half creepy. As I read it, that was half like kind of sad and half kind of inspiring.
Yeah, it is. But it's also, like scary as hell. I remember crying when I was a kid because I thought about reincarnation and I was like, I want to just keep coming back. Cause like, what if you only be a human once and then you have to go
through Spencers?
Like, yeah, you got to go through like, you got to go through reptile, you got to go through amphibian, you got to go through like mammal. Like, you got to go through each one before you get back to human.
And you can't speak English. So what if you just remembered to hear while you were a puffer fish and you were just like, ah, what happened to everything? But you can't like, you can't even like talk to anybody about that. That's kind of creepy. What would be the one animal you would be scared to come back as? Like, if you could
a
arrange.
Chicken. I know these niggas gonna eat my thick ass. If I came back as a chicken, soon as I had, they'd be like, oh, this motherfucker gonna be thick right here.
Chickens' lives aren't that bad.
Bro, they literally eat to get fat so they can be eaten.
Exactly. So if you think about it, most of a chicken's life, they're pampered by somebody they think is their friend. I think about this all the time. In terms of farm animals, the farmer doesn't wake up and be like, you piece of shit, I'm going to eat you one day. They like take care of them. You know, they prune them. They feed them. They make sure that they're good. If they're good farmers, it'll be what? Free range where each,
bro,
you know, each cage has a jacuzzi or something.
What? Have you seen these farms? When they say free range, it's not. These chickens are stuffed in this smaller space they can barely
move. Those
are
the non-free range. That's why they say free range, because there's jailhouse chickens, and then there's the ones that they let play softball on the yard. And then
what is wrong with you?
I'm just saying, in terms of farm animals, their lives are pretty good until the betrayal where they're like, hey, what up? It's Farmer Jim. And then they get murdered. But there are
like, where we going? He got him in his arm. This is nice. I've never seen this part of the. Hey, that man, that looked like Todd's head. Wait a minute. Why is it just the head? Where's the rest of Todd at? Farmer John, where we going?
No. At least mostly humans eat chickens, except wild chickens. I would never want to be a gazelle. Gazelles have no highlight reels. They're just in highlight reels for crocodiles and lions. And like, they just make up the food of everybody else's brutality.
But when they get away, that's a highlight reel. That should be making an ESPN when they get away.
Survival? That's your highlight reel?
When that gazelle juked that lion and came back, it was like, oh, that was a Jordan. That was a Kobe move right there, baby boy.
I don't want them highlights,
man. Hey,
man,
I'll take that shit though.
Them highlights is crazy. Like, gazelles take a drink and have to worry about a monster jumping out of their water and drowning them. That's terrifying. Every time they go and just take a drink, they're just like an alligator just looking up at them. And then lions be biting them in the throat. Everything tries to kill gazelles.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't want to come back. I would hate myself if I came back as a fly. Don't, because no one likes a fly. Like,
that wouldn't be that bad.
Bro,
you'd be alive for 24 hours.
I was just saying, you don't live a long life.
That's not bad.
You're a maggot longer than you're a fly.
Is that true?
I don't know. I feel like it is. I feel like you're a maggot for a couple of days. Then flies live like what? Like 40
maggot hours? Is the worst baby form of any alive thing ever.
Oh, man. Maggots eat any. Flies eat anything, too. Trash, old food, shit.
They go like this. They plan to eat it,
yeah,
too.
Like, oh, God is good. God is great. Let them thank you for this plate.
I hear every time they land on your food, they either throw up or poop or have kids. Like, they land for a reason. They're just like, all right. Like, it's like every single part of their life is annoying to somebody.
Every part. Like, nobody likes a fly.
But I don't think flies would be that bad. At the end of the day, you might get swapped. You might get poisoned. But it's not worse than a fish's life. It's not worse than a turtle's life.
You don't think so?
Yeah.
Turtles be chill. Turtles don't do anything. Especially if you have a turtle as a pet, he like, man, I got a little heat lamp in this bitch. They be throwing lettuce at your boy.
Oh, that's boring.
You know what I'm saying? I got some carrots in here. Every now and then, somebody walk by this bitch. They try to rub my shell. I don't feel it, but, you know, they try. Bless their heart.
I would rather be a pet turtle than, like, a wild turtle. Because have you ever seen, like, baby turtles being born? And how they have to have that, like, obstacle course? And there's so many of them that most of them die. Most of them get picked up by birds, crabs.
Oh, they're trying to get back to you're talking about sea turtles?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then there's sharks and orca whales waiting for them. So, like, every turtle that's grown up is traumatized. Every turtle has PTSD. If they made it, it was either because they were so slow that all their brothers died first, or they just like saw horrible things happening around them and they made it. Mm. That's too much for me.
What would y'all hate to come back as? Somebody said the way I dress, I would come back as a bumblebee, and that was funny. But that would suck too, because a bumblebee, like you, bro.
Bees' lives are lit.
As a bee, Like, yeah, you're having a good time, you pollinating, you creating honey and all that type of stuff. But the moment you try to defend yourself, the moment I try to sting somebody, I die. That's like my whole insides come out.
Is that what happens? Their insides come out?
With the stinger, yeah. When they sting somebody, they die.
I knew they died. I didn't know their like heart and anus was pulled out with the stinger. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. All of that.
Damn. But before that, they gang. You know what I mean? They're making honey, just pleasing the queen. They send scouts out to go, you know, check out the land. They send people out to pollinate, and then they come back filled with pollen, and they shake it off. I let bees have a cool life. I visited a beekeeper for a day. I hung out with one.
Shout out to Hippie Goes. I would definitely come back as a giraffe. I ain't going to hold you.
I would
like to see what it's like to have a long neck.
See
what that's like just once. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
I would want to be a private-owned giraffe, and they have, like, some chains around my neck, so I see what that's really like.
Chains?
Yeah, like just like some little chains around, little gold chains around my neck.
I don't think that happens, does that?
I don't know. You, no one knows until you
What if you were born as a pygmy giraffe that had like a mutation where you were just like trying
why,
to keep
why
up.
Would you why would you just go there though?
You're just trying to keep up with the other giraffes, but you're like, I can't reach the leaves.
You're a horrible person for just jumping right there. There was no need for that. There's no they just pushed, you intentionally be mean
they
for
just
no reason
pushed you to the lions.
Yeah, I'm sick of your shit. Sick of your shit already.
But that is a crazy theory that the light at the end of the tunnel is the hospital room, which means that the tunnel is your mom's vagina, your next mom's vagina.
Oh, wow.
That means that every time that tunnel, that's what they don't talk about. They're like, oh, the light at the end of the tunnel. What is that tunnel? It's not just like a bridge in reality. Mm. It's got to be either outer space or your next mom's vagina.
That's it. That's still a little scary.
That is a little scary. I'd like to think like when I die, I'll have the sense to like maybe when you see the light at the end of the tunnel, look to the side, look at the tunnel, we'll see what that tunnel's looking like. Because a lot of people don't
take
talk about
mental
that.
Mental notes,
yeah.
Take some pictures with your eyes.
See what the tunnel is like. If it feels like, oh, this does kind of look like the inside of a vagina. I don't know what you do with that because you're about to die, but
yeah, that's weird to even think about. Like, there's no rest time. You just go get thrown right into another life.
I mean, that makes more sense than being in, like, a waiting room, you know what I mean? And they're just like, Patrick, all right, you're fucking radish. Like, I'm a radish? Go on in.
You never think about people coming back as plants, but, yeah, what if you came back as, like, just like a bamboo
carrot.
Tree? Or you could lift this
carrot just sticking out the ground. Yeah, it fucking sucks. I used to walk around and say shit. I used to be on social media and I used to cuss.
Shit.
I'm a
I
fucking
used to cuss. That's one of your that's one of your highlight reels. To, yeah. Yeah, motherfucker, you know what the fuck it is. It's your boy Pat.
Carrots can't cuss. They can't do shit. They can't be dipped in hummus. That's their only option.
With hummus?
As after you get if you're a carrot and you get picked out of the ground, your only option is getting dipped. What am I gonna get dipped in?
Damn.
I don't even know where to go from there.
None of that sounds fun. That's what I'm saying.
But we were talking about animals. I have a quick little thing for animals.
Mm-hmm.
Germany. Mm-hmm. You don't really hear about them a lot. but there's a German circus that's using holograms instead of live animals to have a cruelty-free, magical experience. And it's dope. Like, I'd rather see a big holographic blue giant elephant that can do anything rather than a sad, you could tell he was just in the back crying elephant that's just like, all right, I'll step on this ball or whatever the hell they have him doing.
Yeah.
They really need to start doing that.
I wonder if the holograms will be like cast from the ceiling. So if they are, like, then there's no need even for the barriers. You can actually go in there like where the elephants, the holograms are supposed to be like up.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I've only been to a circus once. Mm. But yeah, there are a lot of barriers to keep you away from the animals.
Yeah.
It's funny to go to a animal show where there's an, they're like, well, you know, stay far back because the animals might escape and try to kill you. It's like, what kind of show is this?
Yeah. They shouldn't be here.
Is this a show?
I don't know, man. Like that's, I'm always mixed. I always have mixed feelings about zoos and circus and stuff. Like circus, I really don't care much about, but zoos, it just feels like captured animals, and that's not what they want. Like, mm-hmm. I understand the need to study animals and you know, the habits. Because I feel like animals are more in tune with the earth, like dogs can tell when it's finna rain and mm-hmm. things of that nature. Like, I think the tornado coming or earthquake coming, I heard that they can sense that type of stuff.
Right.
So it's good to be in tune with, like, to study for them. But I feel like just to capture them, I know it's exciting for kids to see big animals up close. But yeah. I feel like it's, you know, I just imagine what that elephant feels like. That rhinoceros is like, man, it's boring as fuck here, bro. I used to run the plains of Africa. Now I'm stuck in fucking Jersey. Nobody want to be in Jersey, fam. I'm a rhinoceros.
Or like that documentary, Blackfish, about the whales in SeaWorld and how it's so congested in there. Their fins actually bend over.
Yeah.
And you think that that's how it is because of SeaWorld, but then you see a wild orca for the first time and that shit's straight up like a boner. And you're like, damn, every orca's erect, but the SeaWorld orca. And that it's like the saddest thing ever. I couldn't say anything at the time because I was under contract, but it's been years now. When we filmed in Las Vegas, we did Squad's Guide to Vegas or something like that. Mm-hmm. We shot at the Mirage, and they have the lion's nest and the dolphins. I forget what it's called. It's attached to the Mirage. It's like the Roy, whatever those tiger guys were. They have like a little, like a zoo has all exotic cats and dolphins and all this stuff. So the shoot schedule was we were going to shoot with the dolphins, then we were going to go into the cats and shoot with the cats. We shot with the dolphins, blah, 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 blah. That was cool because, you know, it was dolphins and they seemed happy. Then we went into the cat section, and I kid you not, it was so sad in there, we ended up cutting it from the show because it was like the lion, the main lion, I guess this was like the big one who was on showcase the most, he was so used to just pacing back and forth for no reason, because that's what, when the kids are there, it's like he's just like, yeah, on show. We closed it down, we bought it out, so there was nobody there. He was still doing that for nobody just because he was so wired, and he was just like literally like going over here and then like pacing back and then pacing back, and I was just like, there's no kids here. Like, it was so depressing. We tried to shoot it in certain ways, and like literally I just had to talk to the cameraman. We're just like, I don't think we could use any of this. This is really, really, really sad, and we just didn't support it. Yeah. So we didn't even want to even try to make it look cool. Like, come see this.
That's dope. That's good that you all did that. It's crazy to think that animals have feelings like that. Like we all think it caught up in ourselves, but yeah, animals have feelings, and you know, I think they should definitely be acknowledged. Like, but I mean, it's tough for everyone too right now. Like, especially right now, man. Like, I've talked to so many friends that like live alone out here, and I did this little thing. I'm posted on the Patreon, and show I did this thing called giving people their flowers, and I just went around to some friend's house, and I didn't take them flowers because flowers will die, so I took them candles to just show them that they got somebody out here that's thinking about them, that loves them. If they need something, they got it, and I think that's very important in this time, because for a lot of people, there are a lot of things that are interfering with people's happiness or preventing them from achieving their goals. Even sometimes just getting up out of the bed in the morning is a struggle for a lot of people, man, because like with no insight, I mean, no end in sight and no like real updates of what's going on with everything in the world. Like, it's kind of hard to stay positive after so long. So I want to definitely give a big shout out to BetterHelp, because they will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Yes. And you can start communicating with a therapist in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. This is not a self-help line. It's professional counseling, and it's done securely online, which is dope because obviously right now, you can't go to a lot of places in person. Yeah. And even myself, my therapist, we communicate online. I do it every Thursday. Every Thursday I have a voice video call with my therapist. And there's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. I know in California right now, there is a complete shortage of therapists. So something like BetterHelp would be perfect for that. Because you can log into your account anytime, and you can send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't even have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room with any type of traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed, which is really big. Like, this is my third counselor right now, and the first two I just did not have a connection with, mm-hmm. and that sucks because for a lot of people, self included, it took a lot for me to get past my misconceptions of what therapy was,
right.
my fears,
a lot of people, yeah.
my frustration, even before going to it, to even try, and then to have to match with somebody and you don't really vibe with them, and you expect to go to this person every week and share your most intimate fears, mm-hmm. beliefs, problems, whatever it may be, is a lot to expect of anyone. So the fact that they allow you guys to change, the opportunity to change and find somebody that really connects with you, mm-hmm. is huge, man. And right now it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So BetterHelp wants you guys to start living a happier life today. Please visit their website. Read the testimonials that are posted daily. Mm-hmm. You can read those at betterhelp.com/reviews. And you can check it out before you even give it a try. And mm-hmm. I encourage it. I'm a huge proponent now of therapy and just mental health in general. Yeah. But if you guys visit betterhelp.com/DIYS, that's BetterHelp.com/DIYS, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health, mm-hmm. with the help of an experienced professional. You can right now get 10% off your first month if you used our special link. That's BetterHelp.com/DIYS and get 10% off your first month. I mean, yeah.
it's
and
an amazing service. Amazing yeah. service.
I'm a huge proponent of it. I put at least 4 friends on BetterHelp, probably within the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. And before that, I had probably put about 8 to 10 people on it, because people, it's a great option to have the ability to talk over your phone. 2, people just need somebody to talk to sometimes.
Yeah, that's especially now. I mean, that's what makes it such an amazing service, especially during this lock-in and this pandemic. Like, for us to all be so, you know, less distracted than we usually are, because you're usually, you know, in the hustle and bustle of the world and working and stuff like that. So we're less distracted, and we have to look at our timelines and see all this crazy stuff going on. Mm-hmm. You guys got to get ahead of this and make sure that you're okay up here. So shout out to everybody who have been hitting us up, you know, saying that BetterHelp is, you know, changing their life, just because, you know, I personally suggest this on and off the show, just because it's like, you know, therapy is very important, and it's not as accessible now with this, all these things closed up. So you got to get on top of these things, guys. Yeah, got to stay on top of these things.
For sure.
What else we got? Let's pick it up a little bit.
Let's go. Turn up.
God, not a lot of great stories this week, but this one is funny. There was a dog in New Mexico that traveled over 100 kilometers to bite its owner after he abandoned him. That is petty, from cross species pettiness. So that made me smile.
Support it. Absolutely. You dropped that dog off in the wild, and you done had him in the house for 10 years, and you think he just supposed to, like, just figure it out? Like, fam, I've been pampered. Y'all been mm-hmm. getting food in the morning at 9 and in the evenings at 8:30, and now y'all want me to just figure out how to hunt?
Mm-hmm.
Or kick over trash can? Nah, man, I'm finna bite the shit out of you. Yeah. Absolutely I am. You deserve it.
That's so funny. He said that this was Santiago Martinez. He went to Albuquerque to spend the holidays like every year, but he decided to abandon his dog, the Golden Retriever, because he's, quote, he's sick of the dog because I cannot go anywhere without having to lug it. At the first gas station, I send him to the hell. I don't know what that means. But 9 days later, his dog appeared right there on the beach, sniffing in each corner in search of his owner. And then it said, according to witnesses, the dog came, gasped, and it had an expression like, "You'll be a son of a bitch. You left me in that way." This sounds like a translation. but when the dog was in his arm, he didn't hesitate and bit him hard.
Man, that dog held on to that anger for all of that time. Was like, "Yeah, I got your ass, Rudy, when I see you."
I love it. other good news. Twitter reacted pretty big because Black Eyed Peas randomly replaced Fergie.
Yo, I read that this morning. It was like, damn, who knew? Like, I didn't watch the VMAs at all. But when I read that, I was like, damn, what's going on with Fergie that they didn't bring her back? Like, what happened, though?
I don't know. They just it popped up. It's a black girl on here with them singing all of Fergie's parts, which was confusing to me because I was like, oh, maybe they just moved on and now they have like a new girl to sing like other songs. But if there was like an old song they did, they'd bring Fergie back, right? Right. So I don't know. Might be bad blood. Also, who cares? I was looking at all of these reactions, acting like people like cared when Fergie was a part of it. Like,
yeah,
I'm.
Nobody really thought Fergie could sing. She was just, you know, the lady in Black Eyed Peas. Did you know that Black Eyed Peas was originally a hip hop group? Like they were a hardcore underground hip hop group.
It's hard to believe. I do remember that.
That's how they started off
before the boom, boom, boom. But to be honest, if the Black Eyed Peas performed for us right now and they replaced all three of the main niggas, I would probably not figure it out until like 45 seconds into the first song.
Yeah. I mean, their costumes were so extreme. Sometimes you didn't even like see their faces. So it's not like a Will.i.am always had some weird glasses or goggles on anyway. So,
yeah.
But I mean, evidently he's a musical genius, man. I mean, a lot of people want to work with him. He's made hits for a lot of people, made hits for the Black Eyed Peas.
I believe that it's fully, we should normalize respecting the hell out of someone and not liking their work.
Yeah.
I respect Will.i.am. Please do not play the press button, please. Like, sir, just don't play me anything you've been working on. Tell me the business mindset that you had behind it all. You know what I mean? You don't got to show me the final product. I'm good.
Yeah.
But that does not, I don't think that diminishes from the respect.
I think that's along the same lines of when they say, fellas respect women, even the ones that you aren't attracted to. That's along the same lines. Like, I don't listen to Black Eyed Peas at all. Like, at all. But I appreciate their work. I remember, like, they've had a couple songs that were, like, the anthem for the NBA season or for the finals or something. Like, seriously, I remember that.
No, I mean, that's the type of music they make.
Yeah, they do. So, I mean, like, it serves a purpose.
Although, do you remember when Let's Get It Started was the NBA theme?
Oh, my
theme?
God. Let's get it started.
And then you were like, I like this. Let's and you download it and it's Let's Get Retarded. You're like, whoa, what? How did the NBA?
They didn't use that version.
No, they didn't. Yeah. But that's weird. For shout out to all the middle-aged white people who downloaded that song
and got,
from
got
seeing
surprised.
It from the NBA. Yeah, because it's like, that was a hard left. Like, if I sold it to the NBA, I would remove the original one. You can't do that.
Man, because that's the unedited really version. People love that unedited version, though.
It doesn't even, it's not even that. There's like a handful of songs that the edited version is better than the unedited version.
There's a very few handful, though, because I am not a fan of edited version. I have, like, you haven't been ready. Like, you put a song on or put it on a playlist, and you might not make it first or second, but you know when it come on, like, midway through your drive or, you know, 20 minutes into your drive, that shit's going to help you put that extra leg in. And you start rapping it, and then the shit is the edited version. You have, like, real quick. You be like, oh, this ain't gonna work.
That
ain't gonna work for me.
That's obviously weird. But when they change the words because the main one is dirty and the changed words fit better, and then you download the dirty version, and you're like, this is horrible.
That's rare. That's rare that it happens, because they usually do the dirty version first, and then they try to figure out how they can clean it up.
So right.
The fact that the clean version actually felt better and it sounded better, they should have just put that one on the
that's what I'm saying,
on the album. Yeah,
they made a better song editing their stupid song. But shout out to the Black Eyed Peas. I won't be listening.
Disrespectful dog.
It's honest. I started by saying I respect them.
Yeah,
definitely respect them.
Edited versions make me want to break my phone. I'm like, why the fuck would you think I wanted this song, Apple? It's the same thing with Siri when it says ducking and shot. You know I didn't mean ducking. Oh. I ain't never text anything. It was like,
so
you
gotta
be out of your
mad.
Ducking mind. And Siri learns like your patterns. So the fact that it still types in ducking for me, it just blows my fucking mind. I never meant ducking, ever. Shit. And I never meant doc either.
Well, speaking of lack of respect, I don't know who any of these people are, but the headline is just a lot. Cynthia Bailey admits she's having horrible quarantine sex with her fiance, Mike Hill. I don't know this man at all, but
damn.
Why?
Cynthia Bailey. Is she from one of the Housewives ones?
Why would you do that? I don't care how trash. Yeah, Real Housewife of Atlanta. You know. Anytime you see someone who you're like, who the hell is that? They're on some Housewife show, for sure.
She's beautiful.
She's bomb.
She's very beautiful. She deserves to have good sex.
But don't be putting it in podcasts and headlines like,
oh,
fam.
No. That's my homie. Mike. He was an announcer for one of the sports shows.
What sports shows?
I think he worked with ESPN. When I was touring with DL, that's one of DL's people. I used to work. He used to always be at some of the shows. Like, that's, oh, shit.
He used to always be at some of the shows.
He used to be at a lot of the shows that I did, especially the ones around the LA area.
I think he works with ESPN.
So he works for, he did some correspondence for ESPN, but all the ones that like LA and LA County, he would come to all the shows that I did with DL there. And I didn't even realize it. I didn't realize, damn.
But that's not to say that he's just whack. You know, he's saying,
No.
He's saying that she's saying they both put on weight and there's kids in the house, but it's just like, if you don't keep the business in the house, what are you going on podcast saying?
Yo,
like,
that's
he's saying
crazy.
He ain't putting it down. Like, fam.
I got pictures with Mike, and I didn't even realize when I first saw him. It took me a second, like the name Mike, and then I saw the picture again, and I was like, oh shit, that's Mike.
You should text him.
No, I am not. I am not doing that at all.
Say, do the thumb thing.
No.
Do
you know what's
the,
crazy?
The
this, he probably never watches this podcast. It'd be this one that he accidentally stumbles
along.
Let me
check out what Tahir is doing.
Fuck.
Mike Hill ain't fucking me right.
No. I don't support that
Whoa.
At all. I'm all about keeping your business, that type of private business. Keep that shit private, man. That ain't for everybody to know. Because I feel like that's basically like opening the door for all the invitations of niggas to DM slide and all that type of disrespectful shit.
Mm-hmm. This is true. I feel like if you were to be married and you saw that headline, what is the first to hear more move?
This motherfucker got me fucked up. I'm finna go upstairs and flip the bed over. We ain't got nothing to fuck on now. I'm setting the bed on fire. How about that? Couches and all that shit. You got me fucked up.
Better go on another podcast and clear my name.
Oh my God. Why would she do that?
Well, I mean, if he was upset, what she can do to get back on his good side. Every dude likes jewelry, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's like a nice little watch, you know, a nice little timepiece.
You know what I'm saying?
But sometimes them watches be a little on the expensive side.
They can get expensive,
so
my brother.
So, Miss Bailey, if you are going to win your fiancé back, if you got any backlash from your horrible headlines, you can go on over to Vincero, okay? Now, Vincero, Vincero Watches, we just partnered with them, and we could not be more excited. You see it?
Got it.
It took a minute to get to
you
the crib.
You finally got
but
it.
But you
good.
See the timepiece shining.
I love
this watch. I'm so happy to be working with them. Finding a watch that's stylish, bold, and built to last, it can cost a pretty penny, right?
Yes.
So Vincero Watches, they're changing that. They believe that you deserve to look good and feel good no matter your budget. So Vincero creates exceptionally crafted watches, and they do it without breaking the bank, okay? So the guys on their team, they sent us some of these watches, and you see it. They stunning.
Y'all saw my swag. I had the black leather joint right there, the
nice
white.
Little gold.
Time phase, man. I love it, man. I'm a fan of a big watch. I think a watch says a lot about a person when you do wear it. Wearing it with the right thing, making sure that, you know, the crown is intact.
Mm-hmm.
All of that, man. It says a lot about a person and the detail and the care that they take into dressing themselves. So I'm a big fan of watches. I'm a big fan of timepieces. I'm a big fan of Vincero. When they sent me the watch, you never know what to expect. Because I've done ads for other watch companies, and I'm going to be honest. Like, one watch company had me make a video and all of that. And by the time I finished the video,
it stopped working.
The band had broke. And I was like, and I sent them a picture. I was like, you sure you want to make this video? Because you know I'm not going to lie to my people. And I'm not. I don't care about how much money they're going to offer. I'm not going to send y'all on no bullshit. Mm-hmm. Vincero watches A1 all the way.
I love it. It was really hard to pick a watch, too, because there's so many options. But yeah, they sent us some, and they can hook you guys up as well. They're offering you as a listener up to 20% off of your entire order, and they're going to cover all shipping costs if you use the code SCARY.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that is 20% off of your entire order, and they will cover all shipping costs. You just got to use the code SCARY. All right, they are honestly a very unique design, and you're not going to find them anywhere else. So yeah. Go on over to VincheroWatches.com. Once again, that is VincheroWatches.com. Okay, and use the code SCARY. They got over 21,000 five-star reviews on their website, and you can go ahead and read them for yourself. So don't overpay for a watch that looks cheap and disappoints.
Mm-hmm.
Go on over to VincheroWatches.com, and they are offering 20% off of their already affordable watches. Just use the code SCARY, and don't you dare pay full price at checkout. Use that code, get you a watch, get noticed. I had a mentor that said that in the entertainment business, when people look at you to mm-hmm. like figure out like to like assess you or whatever yeah. they do in this business, they always look at three things. They look at your shoes, mm-hmm. your watch, and your car.
Yeah, I can see that. Definitely the shoes, man. I've seen some people in some nice looking suits, and then their shoes be trash. You see that a lot, especially like in retail, like T-Mobile, stuff like that. Like, I think even if I worked in one of those places, I would still take pride in how my shoes look. If I'm going to wear some older shoes, I'm going to get a shine on them and all of that. But yeah, I definitely see that. I just took one of my cars to go get washed the other day, and I just felt so bad for not having it washed in so long.
Oh, my car looks like dust.
Oh, man, listen. I hate going like that, like, because I know people do look at that, and it's not even for the people. It's more so for me because I don't know. I just feel better. Like, you know, you feel better when your house is clean. You feel right. better when your car is clean.
Absolutely.
When you've taken a shower and you put on some good clothes, like, you just feel better. And I feel like when you feel better, you do better. So, you know what I mean?
I agrees. This is wild. Mm-hmm. Any married couples, prepare, you know, keep your socks on. This happened in 2007. A married couple in Bosnia decided that they, I guess, were kind of bored with their relationship.
Right.
They both started secretly cheating in online chat rooms. They both met somebody. When they finally decided to meet in person, guess what?
No.
They realized they had been cheating on each other with each other.
Yo, how
the
do you,
entire time?
So they were obviously using different names.
Yes.
But like, that means they both were lying about their background too then.
Yeah.
Neither one of them had admitted they were married or, I mean, here's the thing. If they had admitted that they were married,
mm-hmm.
it's good that neither one of them knew that they were talking about each other. That means that they did not give them enough information. They weren't shitting on their partner or nothing
right.
like that. Like,
right.
yeah, this one time he did this or the one time she did that.
Maybe.
It was none of that. Well, I mean, because I feel like if you had did that, the person would be like, wait, I did that. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? So that's, and when you are stepping out, like, if I know, like, I've done a lot of research, like, on open marriages and open relationships and stuff like that. For the most part, it's supposed to just be surface. It's supposed to be very, like, limited to just the physical aspect of
right.
it. So that means that they had to keep it, the conversation's very general. Like, yeah, you like socks?
Yeah.
Ooh, are you more of an anklet person or are you more of a, like a crew sock type?
Right.
Like, that is what it's supposed to be, because when you get too deep into it,
uh-huh.
that's when the feelings get established and, you know, that's what makes it more difficult. So the
right.
fact that neither one of them knew is might actually be a good thing.
No, because I feel like the first thought is like, oh, that's so cute. Like, they love each other even though they didn't know. And, you know, they led even though they could have had anybody else, and they finally found each other. And it's like, no, that's bad karma for cheating. It's not cute, because unless they were like completely, like you said, that they weren't doing,
yeah.
this is my real name, this is who I am. And they're just like, oh, even though that, well, maybe not the real name, but even though that this is a fake person, like something about this person I like. No, they were lying about everything. They had to. So the fact that they met up and there was literally no way of just being like, well, at least we found each other. No.
Let me ask you this.
No, no, no.
If it had been you, would you try to play it off like, I knew it was you came here to catch you cheating with your cheating ass, huh? Yeah, you didn't think I knew it was new. I had to just play along the whole time. She was like, motherfucker, you was cheating too.
Well, the funniest thing is that you might, your first thought when you see them is like, oh, she caught me.
Right.
Like, she just showed up like, oh, is this the meetup place? Not knowing that that was the other person, but...
I would have played it off like, yeah, you didn't think I had went through your phone. I saw everything.
I mean, at that point, you're just like, this is over, right? I mean, it's clearly... seems like... seems like this should be over. That is... that's too much... That's too much karma for me. If anything, I think that's the universe saying that y'all don't belong together rather than you do. Because that's just a... What happens after that?
I don't know.
After you talk, you go home to the same place?
Do you go home after you see each other? Or do you just stay there, talk about it a little bit? Or like, because I wouldn't go... Like, if we both left right after that, I wouldn't go straight home. It's going to be too awkward there.
Awkward. If anything, I'd be like, you trying to have a date? As the fake people.
Oh,
let's
man.
Just play this out. I'll be Rodney and you be La Jennifer.
La Jennifer?
Whatever
what?
She called herself.
Oh, man. That's all bad.
That is all bad. Another fun fact having to do with being in bed. I read that when you can't sleep on your first night in a new place, your brain is actually trying to protect you. So you know how you always hear like, I don't know, I toss and turn when I'm not in my own bed, or mm-hmm. I just like sleeping in my own bed. You always think that like that's just like familiarity, or like I like how my bed feels, but there could be something that's more instinctual to it. It says many animals sleep with only half of their brain while the other half stays alert to possible dangers. It's called the first night effect in humans because our bodies put us in a strange half asleep, half awake state in the first time we sleep in an unfamiliar environment. I just thought that was like crazy interesting because I know so many people like that, and to a degree I'm like that too. Like if it's like somewhere I don't know, like you find yourself sort of waking up more than you normally would.
Yeah. I had a very difficult time getting a good night's rest. What are you, 5? Go get you some tissue or something.
I have allergies, man. It happens 30 times a day.
Jesus. You're just over there. You're like a 5-year-old right now. I don't know where it is, but just figure something out.
Just relax.
Every 3 sentences. And then he said this. Get it together.
Man, let's talk about these COVID hugs.
Ah.
So Springfield police are looking for a suspect who gave out quote unquote COVID hugs at Walmart. An unidentified man is being sought after by Springfield police after he reportedly gave unsolicited COVID hugs to customers at a local Walmart. The suspect, pictured on surveillance cameras, embraced several strangers before telling them that they were just infected with the coronavirus, according to the police department. He said that one person said he walked up to another man in the Boston Road store, took an item from the man's hands, then hugged him. He told the victim, just giving you a COVID hug, you now have COVID.
So wait. He got arrested? Good. I'm not gonna say what I
no,
really want.
No, he's being looking for.
Okay, and I'm not gonna say what I really want to happen to him. But who the fuck just does that? Who takes it upon themselves?
You now have COVID. People are miserable out there, man. It's like I think it was on this show where we talked about the Amazon driver who was stuck, caught on Ring. He put the package down, then he was like, whoop, and started just wiping the box. And I'm just like, who is just like, man, I got COVID. Time to spread this as much as possible. That is chilling to me. Like, you're that sick, you just want to share anonymously. You don't even have the sick pleasure of seeing it happen to them, or you just want to just spread it like boom, 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 boom.
Bro, I just found out that there's a drug out called Prev, right? So Prev is basically a preventative drug for HIV, right? Because I saw the commercial for it, but in the commercial, everybody in the commercial was that in a couple? So I was thinking it's like for people who are in a relationship with somebody that's HIV positive, mm-hmm. and you want to still be able to be physical with that person, so you take this drug and it lowers the risk of you getting it. Well, no. Evidently, this is completely preventative. You can, there are two people dating, neither one of them are HIV positive. You can take this drug and it decreases the chance of you contracting HIV like to 99.5% or something like that.
Well, if they don't have it, either of them have it, then.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. So like, it's like if you're dating, and you're doing casual dating and stuff mm-hmm. like that, you can take this drug for that now. And it actually, now that it was appealed,
but
now
they're getting AIDS?
Yeah, people still getting HIV. Hmm. Absolutely. But that's the thing. So, like, because I had to do this focus group for it, and they now have a shot that you can take every 2 months. It's like, damn, they're like birth control, but for HIV. But I feel like if people, you know, I wonder if people get this shot, are they going to feel invincible? Like, I can't catch nothing.
So now I can smash everything raw?
Yeah, now I can smash everything raw.
That's what I'm hoping.
It's only for HIV prevention. You're still susceptible to gonorrhea. You're still susceptible to chlamydia.
All that.
You're still susceptible to herpes, syphilis.
But imagine when they give you a pill for that stuff, too. People are going to be going nuts. Instead of just like, okay, if you're irresponsible, I can take this. People are just like, I'm going to just do whatever. And then you're going to make some super disease that's going to fight off all of these pills. And it's just like, y'all, can y'all just be happy with condoms?
Yeah, just be
I know sexy. I know it's not as good, but just
it's
do
not
the
as good though.
Just do condom thing. I've been a Trojan warrior since high school.
Condom sex is like chewing your favorite food, right? Your favorite food made
with a
by
sock
the favorite
in your
chef,
mouth.
but a sleeve over your tongue, and then you can't swallow it either. You got to spit it out. You just get to.
No, you can still swallow it. That's like saying you don't nut when you use condoms.
That would be it. That would be pulling out. You're right. That would be pulling out. But yeah, so you know, there's that. That's that aspect of it.
Yes, there is. All right. So you know, is summer ending?
I mean, not calendar wise as far as like, you know, when it's over, but yeah, man. Kids going back. Once kids go back to school, I feel like summer's over.
They're not really going back though. They're just, you know.
What's
they're
the
not really
year
going
starts?
Back to I couldn't
Once it start, so
I couldn't imagine being like a young age and then school starting, but it doesn't start. You're just home. Like, that's weird.
From a parent standpoint, it sucks because, you know, you don't get that alone time away from the kid. But at the same time, it's like you don't have to buy clothes though, or shoes. You save $500 on back to school shopping.
Is it that much? Y'all spend that much?
Man, new clothes for kids when they outgrow clothes. Like my daughter's jeans, man. You want to get her like 4 or 5 pair of jeans? That's going to run you a couple $100 possibly. Jesus. And then two or three pair of shoes, about $75 to $100 each. So
I can't. I don't know. I can't be a parent. I'd be drinking too much. I'd be turning up way too much for that to go down. In my life.
A lot of good times though. Hey, some people say the kids make you drink.
Man, I recently just got into like soju. Because I got like a Korean liquor store that I go to, and the store owner put me on. Man, the turn up is real.
Is it real? I think I've never had the soju before.
That's like my new, when I podcast or at Twitch, I'll sip a little soju and stuff like that. However, if you got something important to do the next day and you decide to do that, you gonna need you some DHM Detox.
Talk about it, Pat.
Okay, now DHM, we have been supporting them for a very long time, but we say it every single time, and it is still true to this day. It is now a part of our drinking routine.
Absolutely.
Once you see the benefits and the effects, it's really hard to not keep that in rotation. If you don't know what DHM Detox, let me tell you what it is, all right?
You know what I'm saying?
So DHM Detox is the vitamin for people who enjoy alcohol, okay? You get that much-needed immunity boost while you're drinking.
Right.
And it's, you know, as you get older, the hangovers hit a lot harder. You can't drink as much as you used to. But instead of feeling like crap the next day, all you need to do is take a couple of the, you know, it comes in pill form. You just take two, none of that the next day.
Yeah.
You are good to go. None of the nausea, the brain fog, the anxiety, the headaches, it is all gone. And their company is built on the words, no days wasted.
Mm-hmm.
They use science to help boost your body's natural response to alcohol and help break down those toxins. It's made up of natural ingredients, antioxidants, and vitamins. All you take is two capsules capsules after your first couple of drinks, and it goes to work.
Yeah.
If you're drinking a lot, you might want to double up, take another packet.
That part.
But I've actually never done that. I've only done the two, no matter how crazy it was. And I kid you not, the last time I took it, I woke up early and worked out the next day. I didn't feel anything.
So I had to double up before. I'm not going to hold you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And then just nothing the next
day. Nothing the next
day. It's almost weird. It's like you wake up, you're like, it might hit at noon or something. Yeah. Or like it might hit at 2 p.m. Nope. You good.
Yeah, you good.
All you need is your DHM. And for just a couple dollars, you can wake up feeling fine after drinking. And there's free shipping in all U.S. orders. It's a risk-free purchase, so if you're not satisfied after taking the product, they'll literally give you your money back. So you know it works. And we've got you. We got you on 20% off of your order. All you got to do is head to DHMDetox.com. Again, that's DHMDetox.com, and use our promo code DIYS at checkout, okay? And if you have any questions, just send a message to DHMDetox on Instagram. But yeah, get you some DHM. Your turnips will not leave you feeling like crap the next day. You know, a lot of people are afraid to turn up because they're like, oh, I got school in the morning, or I have to work, yeah, or I have to wake up early.
I have to be an adult. I have to feed the kids.
Nah.
You'll be fine.
If you got a friend like that, be like, all right, I brought you some extra.
Oh, that's a good friend. Keep that for life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So moving right along.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pretty interesting story. In Jacksonville, there was an interracial couple,
mm-hmm,
and you know, as soon as I said Jacksonville, everybody said, uh-oh, Florida.
Right.
There's an interracial couple who wanted to sell their house, so they did an appraisal, and they got like a number that was like super, super low, right?
Uh-huh.
So the wife, I don't know if they're married actually, it's just a couple, but she decided that maybe if we took away all traces of blackness in, mm-hmm, the house, and get it appraised again, would it be different? So what she did is she took down, God, all pictures.
Right.
All, you know a black house. Yeah. You see that painting of, yeah, the people dancing that's in every black house.
Yeah.
You know, the pictures.
Marvin Gaye, something like that. Put all the albums away.
All the albums.
Put all the cocoa butter
all
away.
All the lotion.
All the seasoning.
All that.
Hot sauce, get it out of here.
And they did another appraisal, up 40%.
Shut the fuck up.
40% after removing all blackness. And it was just like, yo.
That's so crazy.
Over $100,000 more. Just because, same house, same construction, no new renovations. She just felt in her spirit, because, you know, women got that intuition. She was like, I know my house ain't worth this. And I'm sure she even felt ridiculous doing it. Like, yeah, it can't be like this, but let me just see. Nope. It's so many layers of that. Like, we already know about, like, you know, if you have black names, rarely get considered for jobs,
mm-hmm,
black hair is usually, you know, banned in the workplace. There's all those, you know, not so subtle things, but it goes all the way down to home appraisal with no renovations in between. That is insanity.
Okay.
Insanity. Yep.
That's different. That's really different and very disheartening.
Who was that real estate agent who was just like, yeah, the house is nice, but these pictures. And that just goes to show
that
it is just as much to do with the people that are there,
mm-hmm,
than what it should be about, which is just the property in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's insane. That is insanity. Florida.
It's a different type of place, man.
Florida.
It's a different type of place.
Florida.
Do you think you could ever live in Florida?
Hell no. Because then I'm a Florida man. If you do anything, they're going to name that headline Florida man.
Yes, yes. Florida man gets caught, whatever. Like, I don't want any of those problems.
Shout out to everybody who's watching from Florida, but I'm not coming. I'm sure you guys are great individually, but you know what it is. You know the outlook.
Yeah.
Although I also heard that one of the reasons why Florida has the wildest headlines, mm, is because they have the least strict media rules in terms of, like, I guess there's, like, in the world of media, and this is not going to be accurate, but I guess that in the world of media, like, there are certain rules on what headlines are local and what can go out. Mm-hmm. And there's something weird with Florida where, like, if something crazy happens in there, they can spread it to all corners of the country, as opposed to, like, if something wild happens in Wisconsin, it has, like, less reach. So forgive me for any, like, you know, media majors who are like, well, that's not exactly true. But there is something else to do with why we hear about Florida, man. It's not that they're just crazier than the other states, which might be a little bit of that. But
I'm sure
there are some extra elements that make it so that we keep hearing about Florida as opposed to other states.
It's been a while since we heard some good news about Florida, too. I feel like it's always something crazy associated with Florida. I know if that's you were one true. Of the people down in Florida that was, like, just living a regular life and wasn't involved in any of the ridiculousness, you'd be like, why y'all keep fucking up? Why y'all just got me, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to bring my grandparents down here.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure people in Florida feel their own way about the Florida man thing. But, yeah, I don't know if it's just like, why do they keep talking about us like this? Or we're tripping, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think we're all tripping.
Speaking of tripping. Let's get into how two police officers plead guilty to vandalizing cars belonging to a man who filed a complaint against them. This happened in New Jersey. Apparently, it was Stephen Martinson and Thomas Dowling, both of whom were officers with Asbury Park Police at the time, admitted to slashing tires of two cars and breaking the windows in one. And the incident happened last September. The men confessed their act of vandalism was a retaliation for the car owners filing an internal affairs complaint against them with Asbury Park. It says CNN has reached out to the Asbury Park Police Department for comment and is waiting to hear back. But the officers caused more than $500 in damage.
Absolutely, they did.
The men are required to reimburse the damage costs and are permanently barred from any public service employment in New Jersey, which is weird that these guys got a worse punishment than a lot of people killing black people. And they've been suspended without pay while one of them was fired when charges were originally filed. That's crazy. I mean, that's just like, what's going on with police? Like, it's like up until now, we knew that some fuck shit was going on behind closed doors. But at least it seemed like at least they had like a memo that was like, keep it under wraps, you know, do this so that there's some type of like, you know, you could take sides. But now it seems like they threw that out the window.
They don't care.
They don't give a damn.
It's literally
now
the wild, wild west if you're a cop. They don't care what the hell they do to people, how they treat people. It's ridiculous. Like, why are you signing up to be a cop? Then I think about it. Power.
Yep,
they just do it for the power. That's all it got to be.
Slashed car, like if you slashed tires and broke windows out of someone who just filed a complaint, what other stuff are these cops doing? Man. Well, I mean, you clearly, but it's just like
they don't care.
You'd like to think that a police officer is somebody who's just like very disciplined, and it's like no matter what's being thrown at them, people are saying fuck the police or blah 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 blah, they still want to handle justice and, you know, yes ma'am, thank you ma'am, that whole like soldier type of thing.
Yeah, not at all.
But they be just as petty.
Absolutely.
And flexing that damn badge to just get away with stuff. And then at the end of the day, when the police are called on them, they expect this whole brotherhood thing where it's just like, I'm a cop too, what you gonna do, arrest me? And it's just like, fam, where the good cops at? I know y'all are out there, but where? I'm sick of seeing these little like pieces that are just like, these cops pulled over and beatboxed with the kids or played basketball, shot some hoops, you know what I mean? All these like weird PR things. It's just like there's a waters fight with the police, and it's just like, man, where's the change happening? I don't care about these little, you know, heartwarming stories.
The crazy thing is, I think it's gonna be a while before we see it, before we see the shift in the tide, man. Just because I feel like this, everyone is being so critical of everything that they do that I feel like they are like, well, fine, why even try? I'll just do what I want to do. And
right.
It's like, you can't have that mindset when you're the law. You can't have that mindset when you signed up and took on the obligation to protect and serve. Regardless of what's going on, you can't have that mindset. Like, the responsibility that comes with that job does not allow that.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, they're not towing the line.
Yeah, man. It's just, it's like a job now. It's like a 9 to 5. You remember, like, when you're growing up, it's like policemen and firemen are like heroes. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And it's like, it seems like I love like firemen are dope to me. Like every time I've seen a fireman like not on duty, they're always like trying to help people and stuff like that. Like last mm-hmm. time I went hiking, there was like a fireman who's found some keys and was like literally walking around everywhere trying to find and alert everybody like to find their car. And it's just like wow. that mind state of like just I need to help people, you know, regardless mm-hmm. of what people think or what people throw at me back. Like that's the hero mind state, you know, like the superheroes that be doing good regardless of how the media portrays them or all yeah. that stuff. And it's
Batman.
Like yeah, all that Superman. It's like regardless. And it's like it's just not like that. It just seems like a 9 to 5
mm-hmm.
Where people either don't care or they care about the wrong things. They have some weird inside agenda. And it's just weird. Like, yeah. I don't know. I wonder if there are still little kids that are like, I want to grow up and be a police officer.
I think it's certain households.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that, what was it?
The Aryan household.
Arkansas?
Huh?
Did you hear about the sheriff of Arkansas?
The one who was caught on camera?
No, caught on audio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, it's like, bro.
Blatant.
Ain't no telling how long he's held that position. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. sure if we look up the story, it'll say it in there. But, like, imagine if he was talking like that. Imagine what he does when he thinks nobody is watching and nobody's yep. looking or listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's interacting with actual black people. Imagine how he talks to them. Imagine how he treated people who had booked and taken to jail. Imagine mm-hmm. the horror that could have happened to them on the way to jail. You never know because, like, that's what we're going off of right now because that's your truth. That is literally your truth.
Mm-hmm.
What are people gonna think around this time? They see you hanging with this nigger, and they know that you know me. It's like,
right.
Wow.
It's like the Clippers dude, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the scary type of racism. You think that all racism is like hillbilly, like, I hate these niggas. They're going nigger right there, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But the scary one are the ones who are just like, hey, what's going on? Like, you know, shaking yeah. the hands. They feel like they can deal with them on a day-to-day basis. But the big long-term thing is like, we got to get them out of here, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And they're able to play the game in order to do that. You know what I mean? That's the scary part. The cops that are just like, let's pull over and play with these little black kids for the PR.
Yeah.
But in the back of my own agenda, it's just like, fuck all these people. And that's why I don't trust any of them, because we used to separate them. Like,
yeah.
oh, the cops that are playing basketball with the kids, they're still protecting us. And then these ones over here are killing us. And it's like, I don't even know where it blends and
yeah.
mixes or not. So it's just like, it's hard. And it sucks.
It really does.
Especially those little videos of, like, you know that video that went viral of the little kid playing basketball and then he hid and then the cop came
yeah.
by? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, those are the ripple effects of all of this. And
yeah.
it's just like, you can't blame us for not trusting these niggas, man.
Man, listen. That or the Big Pharma. I don't trust Big Pharma either, man. I ain't taking no vaccine right out the gate. None of that type of stuff, bro. Like,
oh no.
At the Tuskegee experiment? No, I need to see everything, bro. I need to see the paperwork. Mm-hmm. I need that box sealed up like it's a fresh package from Wingstop and it's got the seal on it. I need to see all of that. I don't trust none of y'all.
Like Wingstop.
Yeah, you know Wingstop puts the stick.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. That was just interesting.
I connected
comparison.
To what I know.
Yeah,
what
yeah. No, that's why I noticed
you
immediately.
Fuck you, Pat.
I just said Wingstop. I was just like, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. I didn't say nothing.
I know that tone, Pat. I know. Oh, Wingstop, huh? That's out of all the places that
I just
didn't.
I was just like, that was a good. That was a good.
No. That tone was out. Out of all the places you could have picked, you would.
I'm just saying, a lot of places seal their stuff.
Uh huh.
Wingstop is that one that seal has no chance. That seal be scared as hell at your house. Like, oh damn it! I heard about this place.
He might as well hop off the bag as soon as they hand the bag to me. Take this with you.
All
man.
The
we
murdered Wingstop seals in this this
man.
Lair.
I talk nicely to him though. I was like, you might want to get up out of here before things turn bad.
Predator. That's a predator. He was looking around like, I know this place. This was on the Wingstop Seal News.
Oh,
but thank you so much for watching yet another episode of Damn Internet, She's Scary. Shout out to the Scary Squad, who's actually not in here right now. We had to do this last segment a little bit later.
Yeah.
But appreciate you guys. Make sure you sign up for our Patreon so you can get these episodes early and also additional content. Like, we going to do another watch party with the forensic files and the conspiracies very, very, very soon, and we will see you there. But as always, I've been your co-host Patrick Cloud,
and I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet, You're Scary.
See you guys.
Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Jillian.
We've been making the True Crime Obsessed podcast for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, each week on TCO, we tell a riveting true crime story by recapping a documentary about the case.
With nearly 400 million downloads and over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, we can say with confidence that if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now might be the time to give us a try.
We cover the cases everyone is talking about and also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
Find True Crime Obsessed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.